It gives me great pleasure to participate in this first plenary session, which is considering the adjustment in the space policies in the face of changing environment. I will be dealing with the developments in the Indian space program and the evolution in the policies. Indian space program was born in the 60s with a vision for using space for accelerating national development. Two national space systems comprising of state-of-the-art satellites, one geostationary based system for addressing the needs in the fields of telecommunications, broadcasting, meteorology, and the other system, which is based on the polar orbiting low Earth system for addressing applications for generating natural resources information or in operation. Over a period of time, Indian space program has developed capabilities to build the satellites, which are state of the art, and also acquired capability to launch such satellites. Currently, capability to launch in sun-synchronous orbits is already operational, and geostationary launch capability is under development. We are on the threshold of achieving it. The program addresses a wide range of applications. Indeed, they are very relevant for the development of the country. Applications such as agricultural crop yield assessments, forecasting, locating zones where we can find groundwater for drinking purposes, applications related to rural development, for education, disaster warning services, providing a robust communications infrastructure, television distribution, environmental monitoring, coastal zone monitoring. All these are, the whole host of applications are pursued in the program. Other facets of the Indian space program is to promote international cooperation. The data from the Indian remote sensing satellites are shared with the global community. India also shares its experience in applications and pursues actively bilateral as well as multilateral cooperation with several space agencies. Hand in hand, in developing countries, there are tremendous needs for social development. In India, for example, we are more than 900 million population. Our tele-density is still of the order of 1.3%. We have 12 million telephone lines, but more than 2 million are in waiting list. People are waiting to get telephones. In terms of television, there are 50 million households which are receiving television programs, but in the next few years, this is poised to grow to a level of 80 to 90 million. And in terms of direct reception also, 14 million households receive either cable or direct home television, which is again poised to grow to 20 million in a few years. Coming to the radio, it serves 104 million houses as audience in 24 languages, and the country has something like 146 dialects. So you can imagine the kind of challenges involved in the communications scenario. There is still need for improving the quality of radio broadcasts and also to diversify the present programs to meet several needs such as educational broadcasts. So, there is tremendous scope for emerging new services which are based on space like direct to home television, the mobile communications, data transfer through multimedia, etc. In addition, there are tremendous needs for social development also. We have been suffering each year through recurrent disasters like floods, cyclones, the droughts and so on. So a good system to address the needs of disaster management and warning and to meet the gigantic need of finding drinking water, safe drinking water to something like 140,000 villages is still a task which we have to achieve. There is also equally important task of increasing the productivity of land and water resources of our farmers in our agricultural lands. Presently 123 million hectares are cultivated for food grains. But the green revolution which gave tremendous increase in productivity and self-sustenance now needs to increase the productivity, and this has to be done on a sustainable basis. So there are several needs which can be addressed by space technology. In our own assessment, in the next 3 to 4 years, the market for government-sponsored social developmental programs which can use remote sensing data and the information generated by that is of the order of $300 million. Left to the commercial sector alone, all these needs will not be served. So the policy should ensure balanced development. There should be harmony between social development and economic growth. Therefore, policy adjustments are necessary, taking into account the changing environment as well as the emerging needs in our socio-economic context. So, what have been the initiatives from Indian Space Program to address this issue? Some of the major initiatives I would like to share with you. The space program has received a long-term commitment from the government that has given a tremendous boost for pursuing applications from using space technology. In the recent past, there have been developments in the satellite communications policy because there has been growing demands on the satellite communications infrastructure. In the private sector, private companies are allowed to establish Indian satellite systems as per this new policy in the geostationary orbit, of course using the Indian government slots. The procedures are going to be defined for this purpose, and INSAT capacity. INSAT has been the mainstay for telecommunications infrastructure in India. Currently, 5 satellites have been serving the communication needs. And of course, there are many satellites which are approved for building, and this will join this constellation, including a launch of one satellite this year and another satellite next year. The capacity on INSAT satellites hitherto were not available for non-governmental users. This has been provided for in the new policy, and also a provision to build capacity in INSAT for private users is also allowed. Recently, provision of GMPSS, PCS services, Global Mobile Personal Communication Services, are made. Of course, there will be the normal frequency coordination and safety provisions. This is there in each country. But this service, recognizing mobile service can be efficient only as a global service, this service is allowed.